It's called the John Doe Indictment Project because the name John Doe is frequently used by Americans to refer to a man who is known to exist, but whose name has not been publicly identified. In New York, prosecutors have begun to file charges against more than 600 DNA profiles that do not yet have names or faces attached to them. The profiles were generated from semen present on the bodies of women who were raped about 9 years ago. There's a 10-year statute of limitations on rape cases in New York, meaning if an indictment hasn't been handed down within a decade, no one can ever be charged. Until now, prosecutors needed a name in order to indict. But thanks to a policy implemented by New York's Mayor Michael Bloomberg, prosecutors now have the freedom to indict nameless DNA and then prosecute the owner of that DNA whenever he's identified, even if it isn't for another 30 years.
What we're doing is trying to prevent sexual predators from escaping prosecution through a technicality.
John Feinblatt is New York City's criminal justice coordinator. He says statutes of limitations were implemented during an age when law enforcement agents relied heavily on people's memories when gathering and presenting evidence. But Mr. Feinblatt says scientific DNA testing, and the relative certainty it provides, have changed law enforcement so radically that the statutes of limitations for many crimes are no longer necessary.
DNA just puts us in a world where there is no more guesswork. The thing about DNA is it doesn't forget. It doesn't forget if it's 10 years old, if it's 15 years old, if it's 20 years old. And so now that we live in a world where we collect DNA evidence, the statute is an anachronism. It no longer serves the purpose.
So then why not just get rid of the statute of limitations? Well, John Feinblatt says Mayor Michael Bloomberg has tried.
We would like to get rid of the statute of limitations, and we've gone to the state legislature repeatedly, and they have not seen fit to remove the statute of limitations, but I can assure you the mayor will go back.
One of the reasons lawmakers have been wary of eliminating the statute of limitations is that it's very difficult for an innocent person to defend himself when he's been charged with committing a crime dozens of years ago. If the defendant has an alibi, it could be difficult to locate the people who can verify it. Maybe the defendant himself doesn't even remember what he was doing on the day the crime was committed. But John Feinblatt says the John Doe Indictment Project isn't trying to circumvent all statutes of limitations, just the ones involving rape by a stranger. That's why the project has garnered the support of Peter Neufeld, a prominent attorney who helped defend football player O.J. Simpson against murder charges in 1995, and who has also made a career out of exonerating innocent people who've been sent to jail. Mr. Neufeld says he supports indicting DNA, but only under limited circumstances.
On the one hand, it's great to do it with semen from a rape, but it may not be so good to do it with a DNA profile on a hair found at a crime scene. Because a hair found at a crime scene, you're not sure whether it was deposited by the criminal or was it deposited 4 days earlier by a telephone repairman. As long as the prosecutors are very careful to only use the John Doe indictment when they're very, very sure that the biological evidence is connected to the perpetrator of the crime, then I think it makes a lot of sense.
Mr. Neufeld says he'd rather see prosecutors indict DNA taken from semen than see lawmakers remove the statute of limitations on rape. John Doe indictments have been pursued by prosecutors in a number of cities, such as Austin, Texas, and Ann Arbor, Michigan, but those indictments have been done on a case-by-case basis. So far, New York is the first and only American city to start systematically indicting nameless DNA. The project is being supported in part by a $350,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Justice. I'm Maura Farrelly.